Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And the second part is Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tent with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundation, whose designer and builder is God. Amen.
Well, I wonder, we thought a little bit earlier about some of the things that help us to go on journeys where we don't know where we're going. Well, let's have a look and see what helps Abraham to keep going, to go out in the first place. And two things come out. We're going to see two things come out. And they are things that are outside of him. They're not really things to do with Abraham at all. They are things to do with God. So let's have a look at them. Let's have a look down there. The first one is looking to God, trusting God. Well, one of the ways that we can keep going, the ways that we can go without knowing, is by looking at the one who leads us on that journey. Some of us said we want to have someone go with us on the journey where we don't know where we're going. Some of us said we want to have a signpost that will point to where we're going, or an itinerary that will give us the steps that we're going to go through. Well, when Abraham was sent out on his journey, he knew that it was God that was sending him out. The God who made everything in the whole universe. The God who is in control of everything. And did you see the big promise that that God made to Abraham? Have a look down at verses 2 and 3. The big promise that God made to Abraham is there. He would make Abraham a great nation. He would bless him. He would make his name great. He would make him a blessing to others. And he would bless and curse those who blessed and cursed him. He would bless all the families of the earth through him. What did Abraham do to deserve those promises? What did he do? He did nothing to deserve those promises. They were a free gift to him, a free present to him. You see, the God who made everything made those promises to Abraham because he is a God of grace, a God of kindness. Now, those promises, they're not made to us. Probably most of us in this room here will not become a great nation in the future, but hey, who knows? It might happen if you have lots of children. But these promises are not to us, but they are about Jesus. Jesus is the one in whom all those promises are fulfilled. And Jesus makes amazing promises to us. We thought earlier on, didn't we, that Jesus says, go, I am with you. Jesus promises by his Holy Spirit to come with us. He's kind, he's in control, and he promises to be with us. And he says something else, which comes to mind when I was thinking about this. In Matthew 11, he said this. At the end of that chapter, he said, Jesus said, come to me, all who are wearied and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When Jesus sends us out, we can look at him and trust him because he is with us. He's in control. He's kind. He gives us rest and he is with us. So we don't know where we're going, but we can trust the one that does, because he's powerful and he's kind. Isn't that really good news as we go through this season where we don't know where we're going? The second thing that Abraham did is actually in Hebrews 11. So let's go to Hebrews 11 just as we draw towards a close here. So turn to Hebrews 11, page 1008. And the other thing that Abraham did was he looked to where he was ultimately going. Thank you, Emma. One of the people that spoke into a microphone, I can't remember who it was, said, it's great to have a sign that points you to the destination for where you're going. And Abraham saw that sign. You see, when Abraham was sent out on his journey, he was looking to where he was going to go. Have a look down at Hebrews 11, verse 10. Parents, do help your kids to find verse 10. And talking about Abraham, verse 10 says this, for he, Abraham, was looking. Do you see it down there? He was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Now look, that's not the land that Abraham was sent out into. This is talking about somewhere even bigger and better. Even bigger and better than the place that he left. Even bigger and better than the place that he's passing through. This is the biggest and the best place of all. It's talking about the new heavens and the new earth. Abraham's home that he hasn't yet been to. His country that's waiting for him in heaven. Waiting for us in heaven. You see, Abraham could go on this journey that he didn't know where he was going because he knew where he was ultimately going. It's like going for a long walk in the Peak District, isn't it? Where you're with someone, you don't know where you're going on that walk. But wonderfully, the person you're with does, and they're going to get you home. You can think about that nice, warm, hot chocolate that you're going to get when you get back home. So as we obey God and walk forward, even though we don't know where we're going to next, we can trust Jesus because he does know where we're ultimately going. So Abraham went, knowing God and his goodness, knowing his kindness and his power. Abraham went knowing that God was ultimately leading him home, not to the promised land, but to his heavenly home. Abraham went. So the question for us as a church family is this. God is calling us forwards and calling us outwards onto a journey where we don't know where we're going. What do we do with that? Will we go as God calls us forward? Or are we going to say, no, thank you? We don't know what's around the corner, but we do know the one who's on the road with us, and we do know that he's leading us home. Amen. Amen. We're going to spend a bit of time now praying about that. Okay, so I've got some actions to help us with praying. So I wonder if you could just put your left hand forward. Just put your left hand forward. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. If some people do it, it will help a little bit for me. Put your left hand forward. When you imagine the journey that you're on, the call that God has given you being in that hand there, what is it for you? Maybe it's a place you're going to, a season you're in. Maybe it's us as a church family. That's where the Lord is calling us to right now. When you take your right hand, take your two, your index finger and your middle finger, when you pretend that they're legs and then put them there, and make a little man that's walking. That's us walking. That's us going without knowing where we're going. I'm going to pray for us. Let's pray we would be like this little man walking in this journey that the Lord's calling us on. So let's pray. Dear God, we don't know where you're leading us. In so many journeys that we're on, we don't know where we're going. But you do. You are a good God, a kind God, a gracious God, and you are leading us to our heavenly home. Please help us to trust you, to look to you, and to look forward to our ultimate destination. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, our final song, musicians, if you'd like to come up, our final song expresses that trust.